So nice. It's nice to have music in the show. That was Soul Culture, Uyatanda Na. Thank you very much. Okay, so now we continue. It's almost 10 to 9, but before we go, we're going to talk about how to transition from corporate to entrepreneurship. And my guest in studio this evening is Nikki Stewart. And, you know, Nikki started her career in the communications field back in 1999. During this time, she gained experience in various sectors of the communications fields, advertising, public relations, and integrated communications. In 2008, she started her own communications consultancy, specializing in statutory and stakeholder communications. She worked with a number of listed companies and state-owned entities in South Africa. She consulted on communication strategy development and implementation for various clients in a number of industries. And in 2015, she shifted her focus to the entrepreneurial space and started an impact organization, The Y Effect. Now, the primary objective is to grow entrepreneurial businesses, to create jobs and provide sustainable livelihoods. That felt like a mouthful. Nikki, thank you so much for joining me this evening.
It felt like a mouthful while I was listening to it. Thanks for that wonderful intro.
Tell me about The Y Effect.
So The Y Effect was really started out of my passion to help create jobs. Mm-hmm. And I realized that the best way to create jobs is to help entrepreneurs create sustainable businesses. And that led me down this road of how can I help entrepreneurs build sustainable, growing businesses where they can create jobs and help alleviate poverty in South Africa. So that was really my ultimate goal. And recently, I've been realizing and coming into contact with a lot of people who are working in corporate, who are desperately unhappy and want to leave to start their own businesses, but they don't really know, they don't really know where to begin. There are also a lot of people facing retrenchment and with the very strong potential that they're not going to find another position, or maybe this is their opportunity to actually use that package to start something new. And then there are people who are facing retirement and nowhere near ready to stop working. So their alternative is to start their own businesses and start working for themselves.
And you're almost a support structure for those people that want to actually make the transition.
Absolutely.
Okay, first, let's break it down, right? What is the difference between a small business owner and an entrepreneur?
So an entrepreneur is somebody who creates a legacy business that they are looking to build, to grow, to sell, to hand over to their family. It's really somebody who wants to ostensibly build an empire. They don't want to be involved in the day-to-day operations. They want to be sitting at the top, strategizing, guiding the business, and making those very high-level decisions and having people underneath them that are actually doing the implementation. Whereas a small business, consultant, freelancer is more involved in the day-to-day operations. They're potentially just working by themselves or with a series of consultants or outsourced people, potentially with a business partner. And a lot of the time, a small business is more of a lifestyle business. It's something that I'm doing to support me while I can, but when I go, my business will go with me.
It's also somebody that's looking to follow a passion, right? If you're really interested in something or you really want to make a difference, you get different types of entrepreneurs. And it sounds really, it sounds glamorous, you know, if you want to run your own business, you want to be the boss, you have your own office, you're sorting out things, but it's hard, hard work.
Absolutely.
So how do you actually identify whether this person is cut out for entrepreneurship?
I think entrepreneurship requires a level of determination. And there often are big debates about whether entrepreneurs are born or made. And I think the most successful entrepreneurs that I come across, the consistent factor is self-awareness. So knowing that these are my strengths and I need to find somebody who can complement my weaknesses or work with people who can complement my weaknesses. Some really good entrepreneurs I know are actually not really good business people. They are incredibly creative and incredibly creative thinkers. And how they have balanced that is with a business partner or a coach or a connection who can help guide them in terms of the business side.
Yeah.
So you really do require that level of self-awareness and the self-awareness to potentially say, this is not for me. Because as you say, on the outside, it does look very glamorous. And I often have people telling me, oh, you get to work your own hours and you're free and you... I'm not free because I have clients that I have to report to and I have work that I have
and
to get done.
And you can't exactly switch off.
No, you can't switch off.
At 5 o'clock, you can't switch off and go home and forget about it. You know, it reminds me of the ad that the IDC used to have a couple of years ago. And I think Omar Rusks was one of the ads. And Omar had this dream to make the best rusks. And she was so good at it and was so tasty, but she didn't know how to run a business.
Exactly.
I think that was one of the examples. I could be paraphrasing, but that was the crux of the ad. But this is it. People are usually very creative, but they don't know how to actually run the business. And we were chatting off air about, you know, just the administration that goes into it. So tell me about some of the support. I mean, do you hold people's hands to get them through the process, to get them up and running?
Yes. So one of the roles that I play is that objective voice. So when somebody's looking at their business model, they're looking at their financial planning, all these different aspects that they need to take into account, they need to have milestones in order to achieve that. And it becomes very easy to let those milestones slip, particularly when you are still working in corporate and still making that transition, because you get caught up in your life and life happens, but it becomes a lot more difficult when you know you've got to meet with me once a month and report back on what you've done. Why did you do this? Why did you not do this? And I think a lot of the time entrepreneurs get, or potential entrepreneurs get stuck in this headspace of sharing their wonderful idea with friends, with family who are supportive. That's their job. It's not their job to be objective. It's their job to tell you you're wonderful and you're fabulous. It's my job to be objective. And that's the value that I bring.
So for somebody that wants to leave a corporate job, and you know, the corporate jobs are not really easy to come by these days, so it's a big move.
Absolutely.
So what would be your advice? I mean, how do you advise them on before they leave or when they're leaving? What should they be doing? What kind of backup should they have?
So you've been using the word planning a lot tonight, and it requires a lot of planning. Looking at your finances. How much money do you need to earn? What do you need to live? What can you cut back on? And if you are in a position where you can save money, so for instance, you're not facing a retrenchment, how much money do you need to put aside to build that little buffer for yourself? 3 to 6 months salary. What does that look like? What does your business model look like? If you are still in that planning phase, how are you going to make money? What are your revenue streams? What are your, I've got a wonderful business model template that I use that forces you to consider all the different aspects. What's your distribution channel? Who are your potential customers? Who are your potential partners? All of those kind of aspects. And then looking at your sales. What is your sales funnel? What is your lead generation mechanism? How do people travel through that funnel and move from becoming from lead to becoming a customer?
So I hear what you're saying, and these are really important goals to set and planning, part of the planning process. But if I came to you and I said, I have this brilliant idea, I've been sitting on it for 3 years, I want to leave my job, I want to start, I have a bit of money saved up, but I have no clue about what you're talking about and all of these things that I need to put together, like the sales forecasts and how I'm going to, I don't even have a business plan. How am I going to get funding? Are you able to get them through that process?
Absolutely. So my first question would be, let's talk about your business idea. Where's the money coming from? What are the revenue streams? What can you charge for? And then we'll move into a process of getting into the nitty-gritty. Do you need to register a company? How do we create a sales funnel? Let me help you work through that and get your thinking clear on that. Let's look at your sales forecast. What sort of funding do you need? Why do you need funding?
Yeah.
Where are your areas?
I think that is the most important part of this discussion, is that whether you're going to actually help them put that all together.
Because
a lot of people out there want to do it, but they are too afraid to do it because they don't know you know, about the amount of work that goes in and what's needed to go in. They're sitting with this great idea. Nikki, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave you there. Where can we find you? I mean, where can we look you up?
I'm very active on LinkedIn under my name, Nikki Stewart. Mm-hmm. You're also welcome to visit my website, theyeffect.com. The Y Effect is on Facebook as well. So any of those channels you can reach me on.
Thank you so much for your time and insights this evening. Nikki Stewart taking us through the transition from corporate to entrepreneurship. Check out her website and see if you need any help to get going on that. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Sumitra Naidu, standing in for Thule. We'll chat to you again soon.
September is Global Interstitial
Thank you.